In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Good morning, everyone. We celebrate today 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time. And today in the Gospel, Jesus is teaching us a lot of things about how we should pray. He is teaching his disciples, and to them also to us, the prayer Our Father, but also he tells us that our prayer must be persistent. He said, "Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open. Seek, ask and you will receive." This is how our prayer should be. We pray, as always, for many intentions of our parishioners, of all of us that we are here. We should be persistent. We should repeat again and again our prayer. God wants us to ask Him. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate His sacred mysteries.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house on a journey, and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give the visitor the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. Probably sometimes some people ask us, "Why you believe in God?" If someone asks me why I believe in God, I would reply, "Faith is a gift. It depends on God, His initiative. Faith is His free grace." Still, there is a reason to believe that God exists. Even if you cannot prove the existence of God, in the same way that you can prove the existence of things on this earth, it is still not unreasonable to believe in Him. But, you know, if I was to give a real answer, real reason why I believe in God, I would have said this: I believe in God because He answers prayers. If you wonder whether God really exists, try to pray, try to ask him for something. Jesus tells us in today's Gospel, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. Maybe you have heard about Anthony Di Stefano's book, 10 Prayers God Always Says Yes To. The first prayer God always responds is, God, show me that you exist. God wants to enter into a relationship with us, and he wants to answer our prayers. We can say, I prayed so hard for many things and God never responded to me. Of course, God will not respond to every prayer. For example, I can say, God, please fix my car. Of course, God can do this, but he responds to real prayers, something that really we cannot help with. We need his help. Dear God, help me in my relationship with that person. Show me, Lord, what you want from me today. What do you want from me during my entire life? Please, Jesus, help me have peace in my heart. When I make those kinds of prayer, I'm laying my heart and life before God. I have found over and over again that he answers those prayers in ways that sometimes are even surprising. Did you try ever ask God for really important and hard things? You have tried everything else? Try God. Jesus says, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. And what about the prayers that we really repeat again and again and we never receive response? Who knows? Maybe whatever we want for us was not in God's plan for us. Maybe it was not the best for us. Maybe we will understand in the future what was God's plan for us. Jesus wants us to pray not only for our personal needs but also for others. I am sure that each of us we have heard this request from someone else, please pray for me. Many people, even at the end of the Mass, and they are going home, they come to me and they ask, Father, pray for that intention, pray for that person. And of course, I want to pray. And usually, immediately after that request, I'm trying to say a short prayer because I do not believe my memory that in 2 hours I will still remember that I should pray for that person or that intention. I was moved when I read about John Paul II. You can imagine how many requests for prayer he had. In his private chapel, he had a kneader and a drawer in this kneader, full of pieces of paper with small notes of names and intentions. And during his time of prayer, he used to open this drawer, take these pieces of paper and read the names, the intentions, and pray for these people with these intentions. If the Pope could pray for people by name, how about me? How about you? The best thing you and I can do for the other person is to offer a prayer for them. Not one prayer, prayers. I love the reading from Book of Genesis, today's first reading. I like the approach of Abraham to God. We remember, he started asking God, what about if I found 50 just people in this town? Will you destroy it? Next 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. I invite you to read this story again at home to know how is the end. It's not the happy end. But we need to focus on how Abraham tried to ask God and about his persistence, about his boldness. He asked and asked and asked, even first asking God for permission. I will ask you one more time and one more time. This is the model of prayer that we need to have. Imitate Abraham. Pray boldly, but not in a demanding way. As I said at the beginning, we pray for many intentions during this Mass, and I invite you to pray for many intentions as you have, because through prayer we make our connection with God. Our relationship with God exists because we communicate with Him. You cannot have a relationship with someone if you do not communicate with him or her. The same with God. God is our Creator. Through our prayer, we communicate with Him and we show Him our love, how we love Him. The prayer is very important for all of us. He wants to give us everything. Everything which has beauty, power, and goodness. God wants us to have all these things for us. And because He is beauty, He is power, and He is goodness, He wants us to have Him. We need to repeat again the words from today's Gospel. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. This is what we need to take.